I want to come back to what Emil was bringing before us of a head that is in heaven and a body that is on earth. Now, we saw that the connection is none other than the Holy Spirit. There's great teaching around that the Holy Spirit is an influence. No. The Holy Spirit is a person of the Godhead. When the Lord Jesus was here, he was here as a man. Consequently, he was not everywhere. He was here or here or here. We recognize his deity. He was all-knowing. But he was here in the form of a servant, made in the likeness of men. And the wonderful part about the Spirit of God coming in is that when he comes down, he's everywhere. Yeah. This, we want to be able to get hold of that. But let's see, what else does he do? He, in the verses that we have here in verse 4, it does not say the people began to speak with other languages as they desired. It doesn't say that. It says that there is one who would be here who would give control and direction to the assembly through the Spirit of God. And so here, as the Spirit gave them utterance, they didn't decide. The Spirit of God is the one that is the decider, as it were. And we need to see this as the wonderful thing, that the Spirit of God is here, number one, to open the Word of God to us, to lead us, to guide us, to be with us in every circumstance that can ever come up. We have the Spirit of God indwelling us. Again, we also see him as the one who is in control in that assembly. Some of us are perhaps little fingers. Some of us are feet. Some of us are toes. Some of us are ears. We're all in the same meeting. We're all in the same body, I should say. And so it is the Spirit of God that uses these very parts of the body. Okay? The little finger doesn't look real important. Hit it with a hammer. You find out pretty quickly how important the little finger is. Or your toe, your big toe. Try to walk without one. You see? So the control of this whole body is through the Spirit of God using the written word. Because remember what we had yesterday, what we started with this morning? We have an authority. We have an authority. We have a divine person indwelling us. So there's a man in heaven and there's a divine person on the earth to guide the assembly and to direct her in everything.
Maybe it's important to emphasize here that as the Spirit gave them utterance, now they spoke in other tongues. In verse 6, that every man heard them speak in his own language. This was not now confusion, but this was order.
Right.
Remember back in Genesis at the Tower of Babel when man said, "Let us arise and build, and we will build a tower up to God." And God says in judgment, he divides them by dividing their tongues. Here we find the Spirit of God has come. It has filled the house. It has filled the individual. They have been submerged together, baptized, submerged together into one body of believers. And the order that ensues out of this is that they are speaking in languages that they did not know literally themselves, but they understood now what they were saying, not their mother tongue. They understood what they were saying, and they were understood. Each man understood. There was order here. So this isn't God in judgment now, like at the Tower of Babel. This is God in grace seeking to unite man together in himself by the power of the Spirit of God. Notice that when we had John 14, we said the Comforter, which is one just like I am. Now, the one in power, which was just like he was displaying himself in this orderly way in grace to reach out to man so that the message would go out. And this is the order. This is not disorder. This is the order that God by the Spirit would seek to bring the message out to mankind.
Right. And I think the response from those that were at Jerusalem was that these men were intoxicated.
Yeah.
Right?
Wine.
With wine. They couldn't understand how this great demonstration of the power of God was happening. As Brother Chuck said, and I think it's important for us to understand, that the book of Acts is a transition book. To this point, all that the Jews had known was the law. And the law, what does it do? The law condemns. The law can't do anything else but say, here's God's standard. If you don't live up to it, the wages of sin is death. But the grace of God has come in the death of the Lord Jesus. So the birthday of the assembly, right? It brings in the grace of God. And so the unifying of the languages allows all of the Jews and men that were at Jerusalem to be aware that God is in this new thing. Yeah. Right? Because the Jews always look for a sign. And God sends the Holy Spirit as a sign that this new period of time that we so readily understand as the day of grace, the grace of God, is now emerged. But how would I know about it if I have a different language? Well, the Spirit of God, He uses His own divine power so that in my own native tongue, I'm able to hear of the grace of God. And I want to just point you to one verse in Acts chapter 3 and verse 32. Because Peter stands up on this day to respond to the comments of those that were around. And Peter says in verse 32, Acts chapter 2, verse 32. And just let me read verse 22. He says, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it." Verse 32. "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath shed this forth, which you now see and hear." And in conclusion, verse 36, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." The head on high, the body on earth, and the Spirit of God is the divine person that has brought this to light for those in Jerusalem.